Hello there to the Ranting Griffin here again to read some more letters to you. Let's start this off here. Dear Two, concerning your position on the straight pride parades a pretty long while ago, I must disagree. Most of the purpose of a gay pride parade is simply to give awareness that there are a good number of humans, as equal as any other human, who like the same sex. However, every human race and civilization has realized that there are a pretty damn large amount of humans that like to screw the people that have different parts under their loincloth slash robe slash armor much more than the amount who would prefer the alternate. Though I don't mind any group that wants to do a million white man march or straight pride parade, the majority does not need a celebration to show everyone else that they exist and that they're still human. Straight white guys were never stoned to death for being something they can't change, and aren't treated that way today. As such, they have no legitimate reason to complain to the world that they're not being represented, because they are the people that are representing humanity. From Gloves in Littleton, Colorado. Hey man, if the only people who went to a pride parade were gay people who'd been stoned to death, then the parade would just be one float dragging some dead faggots down the street. It's a good opinion though. I really like that opinion. There's some thought behind it, and it is fairly delicious. The reason I feel the way I do about gay pride is because I went to some gay pride people at a gay pride meeting at the university here, and I said, hey, what is gay pride about? And they said, why? It's about promoting awareness and gaining respect for the gay community. And I said, hey, how will having a gay party in the streets convince people who hate us that we deserve respect? And they said, it doesn't matter, because it's a celebration. We're celebrating being gay. And I said, hey, make up your fucking minds. Which is it? A celebration at the expense of the image of the gay community or an awareness march that just confirms the fears of people who already hate homosexuals? And they said, well, we don't have to know these things. We just do it because we're gay. And I said, hey, now get yourself a messiah and you'll be the next bullshit religion. Gay pride isn't about awareness of promoting rights. They just like to say that because it sounds more mature that way. What it's really about is going, El Flamo Power Activate! And getting a rebellious thrill from prancing your faggoty ass all over the street in broad daylight, making a spectacle of yourself in front of thousands of people and thumbing your nose at society because they can't do anything about it. It's a parade full of 12-year-olds with their parents gone from the house. And if gay people have the right to do that, then straight people should too. If gay people can be proud of the way their brains have been wired from birth even though they had no decision in it, I don't see why straight people can't do the same thing. That's just my opinion, of course, and I do respect yours. I can see where you're coming from, honestly. I just must respectfully disagree. With my penis. Dear Two, I have a problem, a huge one. Me and my boyfriend have been dating for like 5 years, and well, the problem is this. I was out of the country for about 3 weeks doing some things in Asia. Well, I came back a week early to surprise him, and I look at him while blowing himself. I yelled at him for it, but I don't know if that was such a good idea. Two WTF should I do? From Tyrael. Not one frickin' period in that whole damn thing. What do I think you should do? I think you should pin a medal on the guy, that's what. Do you know how many people wouldn't even want a girl or boyfriend if they could do that? I think you should have a temple built so that guys from all over the world can, like, come and worship this dude, that's what. Because he is the Buddha of happy. He is the Czar of suction. Seriously, you should give him a break. You know, I mean, you were gone for 3 weeks, right? Most guys go crazy after 3 days. You can't expect him not to help himself in that amount of a time, right? It's not like he was cheating on you. He was just doing what guys do. Most guys do it with their hands, but believe me, if guys' mouths were detachable, they'd wear them in their pants. So yeah, let it slide. There's nothing unusual about what he did. Well, except for the way he did it. Honestly, you should get him to write a For Dummies book on the subject. You know, you guys could make millions. Dear Two, I was just curious about what your thoughts are regarding anorexia. I'm seeing more and more people online who are striving to be Anna, quote-unquote. Many people insist that anorexia is a horrible thing and that you're born with it, but these same people have websites devoted to the disease and how to use it to its full potential. So do you think anorexia is a legitimate disease, that you're born with it or that you develop it? Or do you think it's more of a lifestyle choice? Also, what are your thoughts on the battle of pro-Anna versus fat acceptance? Thanks, from Sarep in Minnesota. Are you born with it? Well, you know, I'm no doctor, but I don't see too many babies stuffing their fingers down their throat to hork up the breast milk, you know? I think I'm gonna call that one a no. You're not born with it. Is it a disease? Well, if it was a real disease, then you'd think anyone, anywhere could have it. But it doesn't happen just anywhere. It happens in the United States, it happens in Canada and Europe and Australia. There are no anorexic teenagers in South Africa purposely puking up their last bowl of wood pulp stew, okay? No one growing up starving is happy about it, and they'd eat the leg off a living cow faster than Rob Reiner could choke down another gallon of pudding. Anorexia only happens in the countries where you can get fat eating out of the fucking garbage cans. So what could be happening in countries with piles of food to make people want to starve themselves half to death? Well, let's see. The majority of people what want to starve their ass all gone are teenage girls. Now pick up a magazine, turn on the TV, watch a movie, and what do you see? The most glorified, highly paid, most revered, and attractive women are half-starved waifs that John Goodman's next fart could blow away. Anorexia is a lifestyle choice derived from the media. Teenage girls want to be attractive, so they look at the women who are considered most attractive in our society, and they try to look the way they do. Anorexics, however, are not victims. They can eat anytime they want to. The only thing that prevents them from it is their own egos. So if someone wants to be anorexic, then fine. It's their body. They should be able to do with it what they want, and you won't hear me say a damn thing about it. But the second they whine about being anorexic, someone needs to pick them up, slap the dusty fuck out of them, and start stuffing cheeseburgers down their fucking throats. If you choose not to eat, no one should say a damn thing against you. If you're gonna whine because you don't want to eat, then you should damn well be forced to. That's just my thought. Damn, that letter made me hungry. I'm all hungry now. I want to eat a cow. Dear to Griffin. Hey, use my first and last name that time. Confessing that you're gay is probably a very hard thing to do to your parents or someone close, but I wouldn't know because I'm not gay. However, would it be comparable to say that furs could be just as hard or even harder to confess to your parents? I mean, they know what gay is, but furs? You'd have to sit there and explain each awkward detail. But I can't make this judgment as I am not gay, nor have confessed my furriness to my parents. You know more about the world than me, oh great and wise too, so tell me, please. Is confessing furs to your parents harder or just as hard as confessing being gay to your parents? From Specs the Blue Fox. Well, it all depends on what they have in their hand to hit you with at the moment. You know, do not tell your mother that you're gay while she's digging up her hidden stash of meth in the backyard. Shovels are bad. They hit you upside the head and then your face is just gone. And try sucking a dick like that. Don't tell them during their fencing lessons or while your dad is wiring together his Polaris missile because he just may decide to level the whole block just to make sure you're not gay anymore. What makes coming out with something like this so difficult isn't really telling your parents, but the false stereotypes they already have in their heads about it. If they already believe that gay people are out to suck their way all the way down to Satan's cock so they can get an unholy devil load in the eye, there's really nothing you can tell them that's going to change their minds. You won't even have a chance, you know? You just, Mom, Dad, I'm gay. But it's not, put your face in the guillotine, boy, right now, and then you can suck dick with the hole in your neck. That's why most of the time, not all of the time, but most of the time, it's easier to tell your parents that you're a fur. Because most of the time, they have no idea what the fuck that is. And you can explain it to them, and they won't get the wrong idea. So I'd say it's actually easier to come out of the furry closet than the gay closet, generally. But I still wouldn't do it while your mother has a shovel, just to be safe. Last letter for this file. Dear Two, at my school, we have actual police officers instead of security. My school is pretty bad, but whenever something happens, they do whatever they can to drop it as to avoid work. I'm an open fur. I accept the taunts that come with it and relish the delights of it, too. Like the scritches from everyone who likes me. But one time it went further. Usually when on the bus, I get hit with apples and such. But on my way home, they set me on fire. I couldn't get to the flames on my back, so someone had to put me out. How does someone light you on fire? A flaming ball and a flammable backpack. When I reported it, I gave the guy's name and pointed him out. They said they couldn't help me because a friend of his... Okay, whoa. I'm gonna stop this right here. Someone set you on fire. Someone set you on fucking fire, man. Do you know what that is? That's assault with a deadly weapon at the very least. It might be attempted murder. Someone purposely set you on fire. Why are you not eating your cornflakes out of this asshole's skull? Why have you not raped him so raw you could light a cigarette off of his ass? Don't tell me they ignored you. This isn't a joke. You could have been seriously injured or worse. That's nothing to fuck around with, man. You can only be ignored if you settle for being ignored. I know a lot of times it feels like we don't have a voice. It doesn't seem like, you know, little old me walks up and tries, you know, to be heard. No one will listen. It seems that way a lot of times. Nobody will give a shit. But then when it comes to something like this, you cannot allow yourself to be ignored. I want you to rip this guy's head off and put it on a fucking plate. They can't ignore you if you don't let them. You need to tell your parents about this. Tell your principal. Go to the police department and file a complaint. Go to a national gay support group and tell them what happened and that you're being ignored and ask for their help. Write to newspapers if you have to. But but do not let some gay-bashing fuckface get away with setting your ass on fire, man. That is absolutely not acceptable, and you need to stand up and do something about it. And I want to hear about it when you do it, too. That letter, by the way, was from Vagra, the fluffy tiger. Damn, this shit pisses me off. Anyway, if you'd like to write in a Dear 2 letter, please send it to dear2@ranting-griffin.com. I'll be back sometime within the next old decade with some more letters for you. And remember, no matter how anorexic you get, never puke a McBaby.